A final conclusion is when and how to provide form-focused instruction. When we do it, this must depend on learner age, developmental stage, background, and such. Perhaps most of what has been discussed in this book simply confirms your current classroom practices. That's fine if that's the case. If not, then you have more to go on. In essence, however, you'll be able to plan your work based on classroom, on research based on different kinds of classrooms. So this book has attempted to provide you with theories of first and second language acquisition and try to relate these to classroom methodology and practice. Hopefully, this will give you more to go on in the important decisions that you make in your future careers as teachers.